Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. This past weekend, we wrapped up our Daybreak series, looking at this big idea that every day reflects the resurrection, and obviously this past weekend being Easter, it was our focus. And one of the things that we talked about is this kind of tension that we're living in right now, this reality that sometimes we feel like there's nothing wrong, and then sometimes we're feeling like everything is wrong, and a lot of us kind of swing in the middle of that. And I know when that spot that put us when we weren't able to meet in person for Easter, for a lot of folks, they were, you know, saddened by that reality. And at the same time, I think that also meant that we needed Easter more than we ever have. And so one of the ideas that we really focused on at Lewis Center was this whole idea that resurrection both shows us our worst and God's best. And we looked at it, really framed it through the life of Simon Peter, in particular related to the resurrection. And we talked about how many of us just want to hide our flaws, especially when we fail. But one of the best things that we learn from Simon Peter's life is that even though our best behavior isn't good enough to earn God's love, that hope means that failure isn't final. So Simon Peter, he doesn't understand his weakness, right? He overstates his faith in a lot of ways when he tells Jesus, hey, Jesus, even if all these other 11 clowns walk out on you, I will never abandon you. And Jesus says, no, you're gonna deny me three times tonight, Simon, before the crucifixion is over, before the morning comes. And when that happens, it's interesting. Maybe interesting is not the best word, but there's this moment, according to the gospel writer Luke, where Simon Peter's eyes lock onto Jesus's eyes. And Simon Peter goes out and he weeps bitterly. And I think for all of us, we've felt moments like that in our life where we feel like spiritually, we don't measure up. And for some of us, that's a compulsive habit. I remember a few years ago, one of the pitchers for the Cincinnati Reds, he made $500,000 a year, and he got picked up for shoplifting $59 worth of shirts. And you're just like, what's going on? What would drive someone to make a decision like that? It's the reality that we're all flawed. Not just a pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds, it's all of us. It's a financial crisis, it's a relational law. And one of the things that comes out of this COVID crisis for a lot of us, I think, is that maybe it's not causing us to make horrible decisions. However, it is revealing the cracks in our own character. It's revealing the fissures, the flaws that exist. And that kind of puts all of us in Simon Peter's boat. But just like that, Jesus restores Simon Peter. He brings him back around a charcoal fire. We talked about that on Sunday. He three times asks Simon Peter, after the resurrection, do you love me? One for every denial. And even though it kind of feels like Jesus is twisting the knife there a little bit, it's a surgeon's knife. It's a scalpel to heal, not a knife to cut and to wound. And so we talked about how the resurrection, it gives us better hope. And one of the things that comes out of our lives right now is really just the faulty nature of the things that we hope in. At the end of the day, we put our hopes maybe in our financial abilities, in our work abilities, in our relational abilities. And I think what we're finding is that those things don't provide us any hope. That our only hope is that Jesus went to the cross, that he died for us, that he was raised in miraculous resurrection on the third day to give us the hope that someday we can also beat death, and that things are going to be exactly the way. Jesus is going to restore them to be exactly the way that they ought to be. So, I'm going to pray for us today as we enter into a new week, that God will allow us to live from resurrection hope. I'll pray for us, and then I want to give you the opportunity to pray as well. Jesus, thank you that you are a model for us in suffering, that you are a savior for us when it comes to the salvation that we needed from our sins, that God, we are not capable of saving ourselves. So you came for us to seek and save those of us, God, all of us who are lost. And then God, thank you that you didn't stay in the grave, that tomb couldn't hold you, And that because of that, God, we have this hope that death doesn't have a sting, that the grave doesn't have a victory over our lives, that someday, according to your incredible mighty power, that because you were raised, we will also be raised to eternal life. So Lord, no matter what happens to us here, I pray that you'll give us a heart to serve and to sacrifice and to live from the perspective of resurrection hope. Now I want to give you the opportunity to take a few minutes today and pray as you begin your day. Well, once again, thanks for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. And I'll just point you towards this week's midweek touch point on Wednesday. That'll be coming around 6 o'clock in the evening. It'll be posted on Facebook and then archived at lifepointohio.com/coronavirus. And then we'll be heading back into this weekend with services on Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11. I just want you to know, and in the middle of this crisis, I'm praying for you. I know a lot of us have questions. I know a lot of us are facing the reality of having people that we know and love who are affected by this crisis. So as much as you can every day, run to Christ and rely on Him. If there's any way that we can serve you as a church family, please reach out to us. Have a great week.